I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. It's estimated that 3.2 million people in the U.S. have chronic hepatitis C, and many are unaware of their infection. Dr. Morgan Lang is here to talk about this condition and effective treatment that can actually provide a cure to most people with hepatitis C. Dr. Lang is a clinical pharmacist at MUSC. Dr. Lang, tell us briefly about hepatitis C.
Hepatitis C is a virus, and it's primarily transmitted through blood, and it damages the liver. We now have quite a few treatment options that do oftentimes cure hepatitis C up to or around 95% cure rate. If we don't treat the hepatitis C, it will continue to damage the liver. And with a damaged liver, you increase the chances of having or getting liver cancer.
Who should be screened to see if they might have hepatitis C?
All adults should be screened at least once in their lifetime for hepatitis C. And for pregnant individuals, they'd want to be tested for each pregnancy because it can be transmitted to the child. If there are risk factors for an individual that could lead them to getting hepatitis C, like exposure to someone who has an active infection, they should be checked more frequently, so more than just once in their lifetime.
And what are the risks of getting hepatitis C? Who's at risk?
So really anyone who is exposed to someone else's blood primarily that has an active infection. So that could be through IV drug use. It can also be through intranasal cocaine use, from unsanitary tattoos, can be from transfusions back in the day when there wasn't screening for hepatitis C in the blood. Some people just have no idea how they acquired it and they got checked kind of randomly and found out that they have hepatitis C. And that's why we recommend, you know, definitely getting checked once in a lifetime.
Are there any trends that are being noticed related to an increase in hepatitis C in the United States?
Yes, the prevalence of hepatitis C has continued to increase since really 2010, and it seems to be related to the opioid epidemic and really our younger demographics, so maybe 20 years old to 40 years old. There is an increase, especially in this population.
When someone is diagnosed with hepatitis C, what's the process like to get started with treatment, and then how long does the treatment typically continue?
The treatments are normally 8 weeks or 12 weeks long. They can sometimes be up to 24 weeks if there is more severe liver injury. And then a person would want to be checked to see if the hepatitis C is cured 12 weeks after they finish their medication.
What are some of the barriers to getting effective treatment for hepatitis C?
A large barrier is that a lot of the people do not know that they have hepatitis C because they likely don't have any symptoms. It takes many years, oftentimes, to develop those symptoms, and maybe even up to 30. So you could go a majority of your adult life having hepatitis C and not knowing. And then sometimes people hesitate to come in to be treated for hepatitis C because in the past, they couldn't get the medicine approved through their insurance. And nowadays, the process is much simpler.
Dr. Lang, thanks for this information about hepatitis C and treatment for this condition.
You're welcome.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.